So we'll discuss about Nrisimhadev Bhagavan, because tomorrow we'll celebrate appearance day of Lord Nrisimhadev. But Nrisimhadev appearance and Prahlad Charitra, the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj, is a very vast subject matter. So much so, you'll see there are 12 canto in Srimad Bhagavatam, and every canto address different subject matter. But Lord Narasimha appearance and Prahlad Maharaj topic is so important, Srila Vyasadeva has dedicated whole canto, whole seventh canto, only one subject matter. So that shows how vast is this subject matter. That is the reason Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Puri, and he used to go hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhara Pandit in Tota Gopinath every day, and every day he would go and ask what subject matter I should speak. And Mahaprabhu would request, Gadadhara would ask what subject matter I will speak, and Mahaprabhu would request every day same thing, you let me hear about Dhruva and Prahlad Charitra. So we are having discussion in Bengali. So we have 2 days, we have class. We have just completed the introduction. And Jaya Vijay came down to this earthly planet. That 2 days took. Another 2-3 hours we'll discuss in Bengali. So now we have only 45 minutes. I don't know where to start, where to end. But mainly I'll try to focus few typical aspects, subject matter of the Narasimha appearance and Prahlad Maharaj. I'll focus on that. Then I'll try as much as I can cover. So whatever I will not cover today, tomorrow 5:30, if you are interested to know the other subject matters, we have one 5:30 afternoon in community, in Grihastha area, they have a special program there, Narasimhadev program. So devotees want, they 4:30, 4 o'clock see Abhishek, 5:30 they gather, and we have Katha there also. So what different topics I want to touch? Okay, so first I'll tell you that why Jaya Vijay came to this material world, because that was the question asked by Yudhishthir Maharaj. This topic described in Srimad Bhagavatam about Narasimha appearance was actually described by Narad Muni to Yudhishthir Maharaj. When Yudhishthir Maharaj asked a question to Narad Muni that he saw in Rajasya Yajna, when Krishna killed Shishupal, so Yudhishthira asked, Shishupal is such a great offender, so how could he get Sajujya Mukti? Great saintly personality striving for many, many births, they achieve this, very difficult things. And this fellow, from childhood I have seen, since he was speaking broken language, since that time, he is rebuking, abusing, using abuse words to Krishna. So how this fellow can attain the same destination, merging into Krishna's body? So in that context, Narada Muni telling the previous lives of Shishupal Dantavakra. So they were Ravan and Kumbhakarna. Prior to that, they were Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, and prior to that, there is Jaya Vijaya. This is how subject starts. So I'll tell you the different reason why Lord manifested the Narasimha Bhagavan and Jaya Vijaya has to come. They have to come to this material world. We know from Bhagavad Gita why Lord descends this material world. Paritranaya sadhunang vinayasacha duskritang dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami. But same time, Lord also creates some special pastimes in spiritual world, just like before Krishna come to this earthly planet, he had some special pastimes with Radharani, Viraja, then Sridham cursed Radharani, Radharani cursed. So whole incidents took place. So Krishna took as excuse to come to this, a reason to come to this material world. Same way we know also how Ramchandra, when Lord Vishnu will come as in the form of Ramchandra, how special pastime took place with Narad Muni. The Narad Muni cursed Lord Vishnu that you will take birth, then your wife, you will lose your wife, you will cry for your wife and all monkeys will come and help you. Special pastime took place. The same way also, special pastime took place. So three regions I will explain to different Puran describes. In one Puran I read that once Lord Vishnu was lying on a very soft bed and Mother Lakshmi Devi was massaging his lotus feet. And Mother Lakshmi Devi asked Vishnu that your body is so soft. How I have heard you fight with all big demons, but their bodies are like iron, stone. And your soft body is as soft as? What could be? Butter. And as soft as? Flower? Your petals? And any other as soft as? Cotton? As soft as cotton, yes. Some are red. As soft the pillow Krishna used, Krishna's body could be, how soft it could be, is as soft as silk. As soft as sponge. As soft as milk foam, you know, foam of milk. That also, when devotees they go back to Godhead, the devotees they glorify Krishna, you are so soft, your body is like millions of moons, your face millions of moon, your body is so cooling, whatever comparison devotees they give. When they go back to Godhead, they see really Vishnu, then they put their head down. They feel so ashamed. And they say, Lord, my Lord, when I was in earthly planet, so proudly, I was comparing the beauty of your body, giving comparison, but after seeing you, I feel very sad that what nonsense I have done. How could I compare to millions of moons? Your face is much more better than this. So Lakshmi Devi asked that how could we fight with soft body? The Lord Vishnu smiled. Oh, you want to see how I fight? Okay, one day I'll show you how I fight. So this is the beginning. Then end will come when Hiranyakashipu will be killed. And all Narasimha Bhagavan, very scary. He has gotten the mood very fearsome. No demigods can go close to him. Everybody, Hiranyakashipu has killed, everybody happy. But one problem is Lord is very angry. His anger is not coming down, cooling down. So they will say, oh, Devaraj Indra, he please go and cool down the Lord. He does not dare to go close to Narasimha Bhagavan. Devaraj Indra saying, no, he's so dazzling, so effulgent, my eyes will get burned, I can't go close to him. Then all of other demigods went to Brahmaji, you please do something, please pacify the Lord. The Lord Brahma said, no, I can't go close. He's so fiery, all my beard will get burned. I don't go close to him. No. Then they approached Lakshmi Devi. Mother Lakshmi, please do something. Lakshmi Devi, no, I am not going to go to him. I have never seen him like this. So this is how Lord started. Okay, you want to see me, show you, I'll show. And he becomes so furious that Lakshmi Devi could not dare to go close to Lord Vishnu. Then finally, Narasimha Dev had a great devotee. Who is their great devotee, you know? No, he has another great devotee. Ganesh. You know why people in South India, all over India, they worship Ganesh? Why they call Ganesh Vighna Vinashak? Because he is also a great devotee of Narasimha Bhagavan. He is empowered by Narasingha Bhagavan. Narasingha Bhagavan is the source of his ability to remove all the obstacles. Then Ganesh said, I will go pacify my Lord. Everybody said, okay, very nice. So big fat Ganesh, riding on a rat is Vahan, carrier coming, and Narasingha was very angry, looking like this, and breathing was like a hurricane, no? Hot air coming, like this, hurricane coming. And Ganesh, with a great desire to pacify Lord Narasingha Bhagavan, riding on a rat, approaching, he went close to Narasingha Bhagavan, and so heavy wind was blowing, he fell from top of the rat. Then Narasingha, then all the demigods started to laugh. Then Narasingha Bhagavan could not control also. His anger cooled down, he started to laugh also. So demigods felt, something happened. No. So the point I am telling you, where this whole thing started from and how it ended with. Lakshmi Devi had a desire to see how you fight with all these demons, that body is like iron. Then Jaya Vijaya sitting at the gate. What service Jaya Vijaya they do? What service they do in Vaikuntha? Security man sitting at the gate. What the security they do? They're sitting, nothing to do. How can they sit idle? They're just gossiping something. They have to gossip, you know, something you have to speak. The Vaikuntha gossiping also Krishna Katha. Vishnu Katha. So they are gossiping to each other. Jaya Vijaya. They are discussing about Lord Vishnu. They are discussing, our Lord is so great, he is God, he is greater than the greatest, he is the most enjoyer, he is enjoying everything, but one thing he is deprived of enjoying. Though he is enjoying everything, one thing he is not able to enjoy. So that is the wrestling. The enjoyment of Mallas wrestling. How, by fighting also you enjoy, no? So Jaya Vijaya are very worried that their Lord is not enjoying the enjoyment of wrestling. So they are thinking, how can our Lord enjoy that? Who can fight, who can wrestle with Lord? We both are very fit person to wrestle with Lord. But we are his servant, we are his doorkeeper. How can we fight? Unless we become, even here become inimical, then fighting becomes very more strong, you know. So they are thinking like this. And Antarjami, Lord Narayan understood, my devotee want to serve me by wrestling with me, okay, tathastu, your desire will be fulfilled very soon. So this is another reason also. He has to fulfill the desire of Jaya Vijaya. So one day, so Lord Vishnu was with Lakshmi Devi and heard some noise coming from the gate, main gate. What is that noise? Chatushkumar, they have arrived. And Jaya Vijaya thinking, who are these naked boys? How can they dare? Actually, they are not supposed to be eligible to enter into Vaikuntha, no? But they are Brahmavadis. They become devotee only after offering obeisances. They would smell of tulasi, then they become devotee. So I think Jaya Vijaya are correct, stopping them, there is nothing wrong. No? But this Brahman is very powerful, Brahman is under curse, and Lord Vishnu became very worried. I have to solve the problem. So Lord Vishnu said, Lakshmi Devi, come with me, we have settled some problem there now. If there is any problem, you take your wife with you, it's very easy to solve that. So Lord Vishnu went with Lakshmi Devi, and they said, this Jaya Vijaya is doing that duty. There is nothing wrong. The Brahman is forcing to go inside. But Lord Vishnu gives so importance to Brahman, and so expert manager. Instead of Lord Vishnu supporting Jaya Vijaya, if our security man is there, some outsider comes, makes trouble, we support our security man. But Lord Vishnu did just opposite. Instead of supporting Jaya Vijaya, Lord Vishnu became very angry with Jaya Vijaya. What have you done? How can you stop these Brahmanas? Do you know how I became God, Bhagavan? Because of blessings of these Brahmanas, I have become Bhagavan. Do you know why Lakshmi Devi is always residing with me on my chest? Because I take the dust of these Brahmanas put on my head. So very angry upon Jaya Vijaya. No? By seeing this, Chatushkumar got very scared. What is going on?
Lord is angry upon Jaya Vijaya, or he is angry upon us, or showing our anger upon them. So they are thinking like that. But Lord has a special purpose. He is expert manager, na? So first, by becoming angry upon Jaya Vijaya, by that time, Chatush Kumar is completely fused to see that how Lord is very angry upon Jaya Vijaya. Then after cooling down, the Lord turned to Chatush Kumar, said, okay, this fellows have done great offense. But you please give some light curse, not so heavy curse, because he wants to protect Jaya Vijaya. So then Chatush Kumar cooled down. But they have already told, they have already pronounced that because it's Vaikuntha, but you have Kuntha, you have duality. You see good and bad, you are not eligible to stay here. So we curse you, you can't stay in Vaikuntha. You have to go to Brahmanda, material world. But then when Lord Vishnu came and interfered, then Chatush Kumar cooled down. Chatush Kumar said, okay Jaya Vijaya, now we give you option. You decide what you want. 7 lives, you have to go to material world as devotee. You choose that. Or 3 lives as demon. What you want? What you would choose? Devotee. But some other Lord Vishnu mesmerized them. They said, no, we want to become demon. And their argument was, oh, 7 lives away from Vaikuntha? No, we can't manage that. Better 3 lives you become demon, and then you come back. Then after doing all this cursing each other, all these things happen. Then both Jaya Vijaya and Chatush Kumar felt very bad. Oh, why we did like this? Why we cursed? Why we stopped? They went to Vishnu, please, forgive us. Vishnu said, smile, no problem. Actually, I induced you to do all these things. Because I have my special pastimes, now time for me to go to the material world, to reclaim all the conditioned living entities by exhibiting my pastimes. So don't be worried. So these are the different reasons why the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in every action, He fulfills many reasons. No? So these are the different reasons why Lord came to this material world. Then what I will say? The glories of Hiranyakashipu. You want to hear his glories first? Hiranyakashipu and Narasimha Bhagavan's glories. Okay, who is Narasimha Bhagavan? There are unlimited forms of Bhagavan. Anadi Anantarupam. Rama Dimurtisukala Niyamana Tishta Nana Avatar. Unlimited form. Starting from Brahma Jyoti to Krishna form. And in between there are Anantarupam. So Anantarupam, they are all Bhagavan. They are all Bhagavan. And Krishna is? What is Krishna? Rama is Bhagavan, Narasimha Bhagavan, Vamana Bhagavan. Krishna is? Swayam Bhagavan. Etyachansa Kalapunsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So, Laghu Bhagavatamrita, Rupa Goswami explaining. Among all the forms of Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are 3 specific forms. They are very super class forms. There is Narasimha, Ramachandra and Krishna. Among unlimited Ananta Rupa, these forms are very special. That's why they are called as Paravasta. Para means very top, Avastha. They are very highly situated. So Nrisimhadev Bhagavan is not any other incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why among the Vaishnavas, Nrisimhadev Bhagavan is very much worshipped among the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is greatness of Narasimha Bhagavan. And there are 2 kinds of appearance of God. We know that 6 kinds of incarnations: Lila Avatar, Guna Avatar, Purusha Avatar, Yuga Avatar, Saktavesa Avatar. But there is explained that Lord appears in 2 different ways. One, sometimes He appears without father, mother. Sometimes He appears with the help of father, mother. And Narasimha Bhagavan, He appeared, who was His father? Pillar, He appeared on a pillar. Then Matsya Avatar, where He appeared from?
from the water, no father mother. Kurma avatar, who was father mother? No father mother. Varaha avatar, who was father mother? Brahma's nose, he appeared. Narasingha Bhagavan, no father mother. So all these appearance known as Adwaraka. Adwaraka means when Lord appears without help of father mother. And when Narasingha avatar, he appeared, Narasingha Bhagavan, then as I was telling, so Ganesh went, Narasingha Bhagavan, he smiled, but he had not cooled down, he was still burning, you know, very angry mood. Then finally Brahma told Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad, all this problem is because of you. So now it is your responsibility, you have to go and cool down the Lord. Prahlad, he is not afraid of Bhagavatam explaining, the Goswami, a cub, lion's baby, a cub, is not afraid of lion. So immediately without any fear, Prahlad went to the flower garland, gave to Narasingha Bhagavan, and Narasingha Bhagavan picked up Prahlad Maharaj, put on his lap. Then he embraced him, then smelling his head, licking his head. How you will feel? Some lion will pick you up and licking your head, kissing you. Prahlad Maharaj is feeling very nice. He is feeling so much bliss, sitting on the lap. Imagine sitting on the lap of Narasingha Bhagavan. How much he would enjoy. He was enjoying. And Lord was enjoying also. When Lord embraced Prahlad Maharaj, and his heart was burning. Our Narasingha Bhagavan, this Narasingha Bhagavan is known as what Narasingha? Ugra Narasingha. Some say Sthanu Narasingha. This Narasingha is very special Narasingha form. You will not see normally this form, because this is the form not before killing, not before coming out of, not before killing, not after killing. It is very special mood of Narasingha Bhagavan. Why it is very special mood? You see, Bhakta Prahlad is being tortured. Lord is tolerating. And when once it comes very climax point, then he could not tolerate anymore. Okay, now I'll see. Then he came in very angry, ferocious mood. So that is the climax point. Once he killed Narasingha Bhagavan, his mood has come down. It's not like that. So this form is very special form. So it's very furious, it's burning like an anger like that. But as soon as he touched Prahlad Maharaj, his heart touched Prahlad Maharaj, cooled down completely. Very cool, very cooling. And he's enjoying, Lord is enjoying, kissing, embracing, smelling, putting Prahlad Maharaj on his lap. Then Lord thought, then this pastime finished, Lord went back. Then Lord thinking that I put Prahlad Maharaj on my lap. By putting on my lap, I enjoyed so much. But I don't know how he is enjoying sitting on my lap. Because I have no father, mother. So up to all these things, he has no father, mother. So Lord is thinking how this boy is enjoying sitting on my lap. So this time if I come to this earthly planet, I must come with father, mother. So that I can enjoy. How one enjoy by sitting on the lap of father, mother. So that's why Narasingha Bhagavan next incarnation came as, he came as Vamanadeva, the son of Aditi and Kashyap, Vamanadeva. So then father-mother system started. Before there was no father-mother system. New rule introduced like that. So this is glory of Narasingha Bhagavan, how great he is. And Hiranyakashipu glories. See, Hiranyakashipu, all of you know how Kashyap Muni came back from his tapasya, he was doing his jagya evening time. Then Diti wanted to have a son. Then Kashyap Muni said, no, this is not proper time. This muhurta is not good muhurta. Evening time. What muhurta is evening time? Shiva muhurta. Just like early morning is Brahma muhurta.
and evening time is Shiva Muhurta. Early morning, whatever you do is very good. Anything you do is very auspicious. But people are foolish, they don't understand. The nice best time, early morning, 4 o'clock, they go and sleep. They waste their time. Actually, in reality, this Brahma Muhurta, whatever you do is great. There is a sleeping Brahma Muhurta also great. So they enjoy very much sleeping. But they waste their time in sleeping. But Shiva Muhurta is evening time. Shiva is moving. Then Kashyap Muni said, no, no, this is not good time. If you conceive child, they'll be very notorious, they'll be very harmful central personalities, they'll create big havoc in whole universe. But Ditya is inspired by Kala. So she said, she impelled, she was completely forcing. Then finally, Kashyap Muni said, when these children take birth, they'll create havoc in whole universe. But actually these children are not ordinary living entities. They're Jaya Vijaya from spiritual world. How to speak of they'll take birth and create havoc in this planet, universe. Shastra saying when they're in the womb of Aditi, they appeared in the womb of Aditi. Since then, all kinds of havoc started manifesting in this earthly planet, in this universe. They're so dangerous. And what to speak of when they take birth and then they create trouble to people. And the childhood time, what was their game? What was their play? They're not playing kabaddi, cricket. Their play was, they just go to different villages. Their enjoyment, their pleasure was, they just roam around wherever they find some children, pick them up and throw into the well. So that was the play. This is Jaya Vijaya, this is Hiranyakasipu, Hiranyakasipu play. So this is their glories. But when they grew up, who they were? They were great jnani. They were the greatest yogi. The tapasya they performed, Hiranyakasipu, the tapasya Hiranyakasipu performed. What was the effect of his tapasya? When Hiranyakasipu told all his demons, you destroy everything on earthly planet. This Vishnu is, because Hiranyakasipu became angry. Why he became angry upon Vishnu? Because his brother Hiranyaka was killed. Then he said, Vishnu is always inimical to us. The Vishnu has given up his quality of impartiality. He's like a small boy. Small boy got a laddu from somebody, then he fall in love with them. And the devatas, demigods worshipping, and he always favors him. So how to control? Hiranyakasipu is very intelligent. So he wants to tight Lord Vishnu, control Vishnu. He's saying, how Vishnu becoming powerful? All these demigods are worshipping him. So he's powerful. How demigods are becoming powerful? Brahmanas are doing yajna. How Brahmanas are doing yajna? They're getting ghee and wood. So he said, you go, kill all these Brahmanas, kill all the cows, cut all the trees, so demigods will have no opportunity to do yajna. So then Vishnu will become powerless. In the meantime, I am searching for him. If I find him anywhere, I'll chop off his head. That was his plan. So in this way, Hiranyakasipu was planning. Then his glory, I'm telling, when Brahma came to see, he could not believe how somebody can do tapasya like this. He was doing tapasya, the fire, the whole Brahmand was becoming heat. So all demigods, they had to approach Brahma, please come and do something, otherwise the whole universe will be destroyed. We can't live peacefully. So Brahma was obliged, forced to come and bless Hiranyakasipu. And he said, Brahma said, Hiranyakasipu, you have done such a greatest austerities that nobody has done it previously like this, including Bhrigu Muni, and no one in future can do. Just imagine how greatest tapasya he was. He was greatest jnani also. If you read from Srimad Bhagavatam, how when Hiranyakasipu was killed,
how Hiranyakashipu pacifying his family members. Why are you crying? The material world is temporary. We are not this body, we are spirit soul. All these family relationship is maya. All kinds of every teaching in Bhagavad Gita, every verse he knows, the way he is teaching. But even if he knows everything, but one verse he does not know. What is that verse? What is that? Sarvadharman paritajya mamakam saranam brata. He does not know that. All other things he knows. I am not this body, the world is temporary, why are you crying? We came to one family life, just like people, they gather in a restaurant to eat, when eating is finished, they disperse. The village ladies, they all gather to fetch water from the well. When they take water, then they go back to the... I have so nicely described everything. His greatest jnani, his greatest yogi, yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, can you imagine? Can you imagine the yoga he was doing for thousands of years, holding his life air? There was no body was existing, only bones were there. The white ant ate up all, there's white ant on